On the phone this afternoon, we've got Jill Early-Gillis, who is one of the licensed clinical social workers at Convention Psychiatry and Counseling in Warrenville. Welcome, Jill. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks, Mitch.
I'm glad to hear that. Let me ask you, how long has Convention's Psychiatry and Counseling been in business? And what kind of services do you guys provide?
Convention Psychiatry and Counseling has been in business nearly 20 years now. And primarily we offer psychiatry services and therapy services on an outpatient basis for all ages.
I've seen and read a lot of stuff about depression seems to really had an uptick because of the pandemic. And people are, they're just, you know, they're kind of bummed out, freaked out, something. And have you seen a lot of people come in and say that, really, the pandemic has depressed them?
Absolutely. We've seen quite an uptick in our numbers for people seeking services for depression. And the pandemic was isolating and changed lives like we've never seen. So we've really tried to offer support for those problems.
But what makes Convention's the best place to go for mental health treatment?
Convention's being around for 20 years now, you know, we've really grown into being a full service mental health clinic. You know, we treat individuals and couples and families. I think Convention's is one of the leading clinics in the area. Our providers are all highly experienced, and we're also one of the few clinics in the area that can offer same day appointments for some of our services. Some of the other neat things, we have the latest in treatment advances with our TMS treatment for depression. And we also do clinical trials of medications at our AMR Conventions Research Department. And now we're offering free support groups. We're partnering with NAMI, the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill, to bring even more support groups. So it really is just full service for mental health treatment.
What is a NeuroStar TMS treatment?
NeuroStar TMS treatment, that's transmagnetic stimulation. And it is a roughly six-week program with 20-minute treatments where the psychiatrist does the brain mapping to figure out where in the brain they need the stimulation in order to improve their depressive symptoms. And it has amazing outcomes. So we're really fortunate to have that option at our office to provide for our patients.
Brain mapping, that sounds very progressive, very Star Trek, so to speak. It's like
yes, it's not my personal area of expertise. We have a coordinator that could certainly speak to it better than I can.
Well, that's okay. It sounds like an extraordinary program, to say the least. Now, when somebody calls and they book an appointment, what can they expect when they come in and have a visit with the psychiatrist or a therapist?
Sure. Yeah, we recognize that it's really hard for someone to make that first call for help. So, you know, just starting with that, our intake team really listens to what the caller's concerns are and then matches them with the best provider for their issue. People don't always know if they need a psychiatrist or a therapist or what the difference is. So when they are scheduled to meet with a psychiatrist, that's usually for a medication evaluation. A psychiatrist will complete a psychiatric evaluation to determine the best the diagnosis, and then recommend medication options specific to the patient's symptoms. For a therapy appointment, it's a little bit different. Again, a patient would have a mental health assessment providing all of their history and current symptoms or problems, and then they'd work with that therapist to develop a treatment plan. And usually therapy is just talk therapy. There's a lot of different treatment modalities within therapy. Different therapists are trained in different modalities, but generally it's just the talk therapy and helping that patient to develop skills that they need to manage their symptoms and issues.
Well, it's the broad range of obviously needs out there, you know, for different people. Everybody's got a little bit of a different story or a different circumstance or whatever else. If you could get one really good message out to the public about your services and mental health in general, what would it be?
Oh, sure. To not wait to seek treatment. I recognize that there still continues to exist, a stigma around mental health treatment, but I would definitely say don't wait. We see a lot of people who, we oftentimes get calls where, people have come to a crisis point, and it doesn't have to be that way. Don't wait, get help sooner rather than later. Even if you just want to start, by talking to a therapist, some people have a little bit of concern about medications, but definitely make that first call to talk to somebody.
Well, it's interesting, too. You've seen, especially here in the last year or so, a lot of public figures have come out and said, I need some time off. I need to back off here. I'm struggling right now. And I think that's been a positive for just the general public to go, well, somebody like that has to have some time off. Maybe I need some time off or need to talk to somebody, too.
Right. Isn't that great?
It is.
Yeah, it really is. We need to normalize, the need for mental health treatment. And, just as we wouldn't wait to attend to a broken arm, we shouldn't wait to attend to our mental health as well.
Great. Well, listen, thank you for your time today, Jill. And also thank you for your services that you're doing within the realm of the community, because I'm sure you're helping an awful lot of people.
Thanks, Mitch.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks. You too.